Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4096. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. Thank you. We're in the Men's Room. I'll tell you, today it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories, your favorite candy bars, and best cities to get stoned. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tate.
Clack, clack.
Ring it down.
All right, here we go to North Bend. Just another day of zebras on the loose with one still on the lam. Meanwhile, American Airlines prepares for baby to board, but instead, it's someone's great-gram. Utah family finds their cat after 6 days some two states away. When you open your front door to a huge diamondback rattlesnake, that is not okay. And a second-grade teacher from San Jose has mini passport stamps. More than you. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a new report looked at how much you need to make to be considered rich in all 50 states. What makes you rich? Well, it means you're one of the top 5% of earners. And believe it or not, Connecticut turned out to be the most expensive. And to the shock of no one, sorry, Miles, West Virginia ranked the lowest.
I'm rich.
You're rich, bitch. I got $100. So if you really want to be considered rich, go to the Colonial Room restaurant in Chicago and order their bookbinder soup. Now, normally, it only costs $10, but for a limited time, they will, quote-unquote, upgrade your dish with Louis XIII cognac, caviar, gold flakes, and fresh red snapper flown in that day for Mexico, and they'll charge you $1,893 for it. That way, you can show the world you are both rich and stupid. And while $1,800 for a bowl of soup is steep, it pales in comparison to the tax bill that a man in Pennsylvania received in the mail last week. Now, sure, the Fed gave him $900 as a tax refund, but the state sent him a bill saying they owed him money. Approximately $34 billion. $34 billion. And as you might imagine, there was in fact an error in the system, and he managed to resolve it, but still. Now, these are just some of the stories we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
To be a part of the Big Show, the random question, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
All the tones, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4096. What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Huge.
Guaranteed future repeat. Man, we are all just full of fire in here today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not tired at all from that little party yesterday at Old Officer Ballad. That was a good time for sure.
Yeah.
Feeling the effects of a short weekend today for sure. But either way, we have comprised for you a large and in charge program.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah. Exciting return of your guess is as good as mine. Oh, boy, our categories. The top 10 best candy bars of all time.
All right.
As judged by the people who are on the internet.
Well, I trust them.
Actually, we've got the top 18. If you can get 10 out of the 18, we'll give you the win.
All right.
And your guess is as good as mine. And they tried to figure out which cities in the United States are the best to smoke weed. So, they did a study of the 300 biggest U.S. cities where recreational marijuana use is legal. Based it on six categories, considered access to highly rated dispensaries, pot delivery services, bud and breakfasts, among the 17 total metrics. So we have the 10 best cities in the United States to get stoned.
Okay.
Do you guys know the worst city or town in the United States to get stoned?
Worst.
Is I mean, place that is legal? Now, keep in mind, they all have to be places that have legal marijuana.
Oh, so they have legal weed.
They do.
But you just don't want to get stoned there.
Yes. Correct.
Cleveland.
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Okay, not a bad guess based on price.
No, yeah. I don't know.
Federal Way, Washington.
Oh, really?
I don't know how they got called out.
Federal Way.
Number one worst city to get stoned in the United States. So those are our categories. The best cities to do that and the favorite candy bar, just to do a little yin and yang there. Which kind of
is that
goes,
yin and yang?
No, that kind of more goes hand
yeah,
in hand.
Yeah, I think they do.
Candy bars, a little munchy action there. What else do we have for you today? Oh, I need to let you know that as we get set here, what are we, 3 days away from May? When does May start? Is it Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay. Miles.
That's right. Every single day in May, we have tickets for you to see Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
Every single show. So, Daily Migs Morning Show, we'll have him. Ryan will have him in the midday. We'll have him in the afternoon. Kevin will have him at night.
Right.
We'll give you the chance and the code word to win. But that's every day in May, a chance to go see Metallica. So that is an everyday part. So it's a pretty cool deal.
When is that show? Is it like November or something like that?
It's been so far away, I've just given up on looking.
Right. I mean, like we've been hearing about it for the last year.
It's like late August or September.
Okay.
So it's getting closer.
Correct.
Because when they announced it a pretty good ways out.
Yeah.
World tour type thing. So either way, just keep that in mind. We'll have some updated locations for Men's Room IPA happening today as the Black Raven folks stopped by. It made Olaf's a great time, man.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for everybody who was working at Olaf's. Buddy Scott, the owner, all the people who showed up yesterday. It was, in fact, a great time that the Men's Room beer brought, available from Uli's Famous Sausage.
Got to walk through a vagina.
Yeah, you did, to play a little pinball. It was...
Signed the bathroom.
What a great bar.
Yeah.
What a great
bar. That's a good spot,
man. That's a cool spot.
Yeah, man, that was an awesome time. Hopefully, if you didn't make it to the Men's Room World Tour stop number 3, we'll have another one down the road here and get closer to your neighborhood and where you are, as we're trying to spread them out a little bit so we can hit all the areas of the city, south, north, west, east.
Right.
Trying to hit them all to make it easy for you. So.
And you know what? Also, shout out to the regulars at Olaf's.
Yeah. Oh, great. Cool, man. Great crew.
I mean, right? Like, that's just your little neighborhood bar. You're coming through, and there's a bunch of us in there going
crazy.
Who in the hell are these people on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Service was great. The bartenders were awesome. So it was a great afternoon, and hopefully you got a chance to stop by and say hi. All right, the game is, no, there's no game. It's a random question. Question. Random, it's kind of a game. Random, you call up, we'll just pick random, a question at random.
Well, that's the game.
All right.
Is which random question we're going to ask.
Random question.
God, this feels like a Monday.
It is a Monday.
That is why.
We've been yawning all day, like, oh, my body hurts.
Body hurts, man.
Cold to the bone.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, what's going on? How are ya?
Hola. Alex, welcome to the program, the random question. Okay, let's go with this one. Who are you happy or of note that you have a photo with? Who's the kind of cool, like, oh, yeah, man, I got a... Or maybe it's a location. Maybe you were someplace and got a cool picture, but... what is one of the cooler photos that you have? Maybe with your with somebody that you admire, or in this instance, or any other instance, maybe a location.
I have a few photos. I have a photo with me with Don Rickles before he died.
Nice.
With Bill Burr, Wayne Gretzky, and Barry Bonds.
That's a hell of a group.
That's a pretty solid collection.
Got one of the best that ever played baseball, one of the greatest that ever played hockey, and one of the pioneers of comedy. So
I like that you said Don Rickles before he died. We would just assume that was the case. Otherwise, that's a very creepy picture to have.
Where did you meet Don Rickles?
Of all places, at a Safeway, and he agreed to a picture, and it just so happened that later that year, I went to go see a show of him.
How was his stand-up?
They're basically diehards, although I can't really speak for the whole fandom because it was really just a spur-of-the-moment thing to go to a show. I saw there were tickets available, and it was just me and a friend, and we said, let's go.
All right, I'm curious to know, what aisle was Don Rickles in at Safeway?
The one with all the stuff in it.
Okay.
That helps.
All right. Okay.
One with the stuff.
Here's a bizarre one.
Somebody.
The reason we ask.
I feel like I have more pictures of like cool places I've been.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, we have the opportunity to meet so many people just from the job alone. But, you know, Alice Chains, Chris Cornell, you name it. You know, if they come here, you get the picture. Ozzy was pretty significant just because Ozzy is...
Is Ozzy.
Is Ozzy, man. And it was hard to keep a professional cool when he was here. He's the most laid-back dude you're ever going to talk to, right? But
yep.
At some point, we're doing the interview, and he's mumbling about whatever because he was hard to understand. But I'm just looking, and I'm like, dude, that's Ozzy freaking Osbourne sitting 3 feet away from you. And you have mm-hmm. no idea what he's talking about.
Yep. Reason we asked, who do you have a photo with? A vacation in Romania's Carpathian Mountains went horribly awry for one woman after she tried to take a picture of one of the resident omnivores. Per STV, Scotland's Maura Gulcher and a friend were exploring near a dam on Monday in southern Argyll County when they spotted, quote, a gorgeous mother bear and her cub. Now, the friend, Jermaine, told the outlet that her friend rolled the car window down so that she and her friend could take some photos.
You can't take a picture through the frickin' window?
The woman from Scotland said, I thought he wanted to be friends.
Oh, my God.
The mama bear did not want to be friends and had non-friendly ideas. However, the mama bear did decide to reach into the open window to grab hold of Goucher's arm and bite her. What Goucher said saved her? Her Marks and Spencer outerwear. I was wearing a padded jacket and a top and another top. That's what saved my arm. She said she was very, very lucky. The two drove away from the scene, and she was taken to the hospital by ambulance. Hospital officials said she sustained bite wounds to her right hand, those similar to what a bear would do.
Because a bear bit her, guys.
She was said to have been discharged on Wednesday. They wanted to make sure that she did not get any kind of infection. They note that in Romania, most brown bears in all of Europe, other than Russia, are between 6,000 and 8,000. They're a pretty decent-sized population. 150 bear attacks against people there happen every single year.
Damn.
150. 14 of them fatal just last year. By the way, a brown bear there can weigh more than 750 pounds and tower 7 feet tall on its legs. Also, they are expert climbers and can sprint at speeds of over 30 miles an hour if you were thinking that you could get away from one.
Or you could not roll down your car window because you think the bear wants to be friends.
Yeah.
How old is that woman? Does it say? If she's like
I believe they were seniors. I believe they were up there in age.
And she thought the bear might want to be friends.
Wants to be friends.
Let's run out of the window and talk to the bear.
And when the bear came up to the window, she did not roll the window up.
Random.
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hola.
Christian, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's see here. Okay. What would you say, Christian, is a style of clothing, a fad? Maybe you were a teenager, maybe you're in college. What kind of a clothing style or fad did you rock back in the day? Or even now?
Oh, man. You know, when I was in junior high, I'll say, the fad that I was really into was shirts with words on them. You know, little quips or like little dad jokes or one-liners.
All right.
I will say that I will never go back to that, and I don't know why I did that. I mean, I was in junior high, so whatever, but...
Give us an example. What do you remember one of the shirts saying?
Oh, like, there's three kinds of people. Those who can count and those who can't.
Okay. All right. Stuff like that.
Not so bad.
Well, at least it wasn't... It wasn't like Affliction or one of those things.
God almighty.
There's all kinds of different fads. And man, I'll tell you what, when those shirts came out, I never owned one, but I always thought that they looked cool.
I did too.
And I had like two of them. I really liked them.
I thought the style was awesome and everything else. Then by the time that I got around to, you know, maybe thinking about buying one or whatever, it kind of run its course.
Yeah, kind of became the bro culture.
As far as the popularity goes, but that was, I think the, it wasn't really necessarily punk rock at the time. But back in the 80s, there was a lot of people who either were influenced by music. So you did always have that, and it's no joke, from Fast Times. You always had the one woman who looked like Pat Benatar.
Guaranteed.
With a haircut, the leather, and all that. There was a breakdancing crew. I was not a breakdancer, but as far as the pants, the zipper pants were concerned, that was basically all we wore all through junior high.
You rocked the zipper pants.
They were cheaper than jeans.
Yeah.
So, like, our parents were totally down with buying those things. They were more comfortable than jeans.
Breakdance was warm at the time. This is the early 80s.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You're as fashionable as hell if you wore those things.
Sure.
Then it got into the Doc Martin years, more of the ripped jeans look and the flannel and the kind of the grunge look.
Right.
Between the ages of 17 and 22, that was pretty well what everyone wore in West Virginia. Completely just taking the Seattle scene, and that became the fashion statement.
So did you guys go through the sweater vest phase?
I was around I didn't really go through a lot of phases with dress. I was the jeans, t-shirts, tennis shoes. That was pretty much my entire thing the entire time. And you could maybe rock your favorite sports team or your favorite band, but that was about it. So I remember when the sweater vest hit, what killed me were the cats that were wearing it, right? Some guys pulled it off better than others, but I'm looking at some of these brothers like, really, man, a sweater vest.
But I blame Boys to Men, but I mean, like, yeah, like when I was in eighth and ninth grade, I mean, if you went to a party, almost every dude was rocking a sweater vest.
Oh, yeah. They were huge.
And it was cool.
There was only like three kinds of coats. You had like a L.L. Bean barn jacket, which was what the preppy kids wore.
Right.
That was a button-down jacket. Then you had a leather jacket, if you could afford that, and then a jean jacket.
That was it.
And your jean jacket was what you put all your pins on and everything else. If you had any patches or anything, any flags you wanted to fly, that kind of went on the jean jacket. You know,
yeah, that's probably where I did most of my rocking was when I had my jean jacket in like junior high, beginning of high school, because you're right. I forgot about all the patches. Like, you would kill it. You know, $5, you bought a patch, that thing had to be on your jacket the next day, so that everyone knew every band
you were a fan of.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
Very important for people to know what I like, of course.
The reason we asked what clothing style or fad did you rock, the price tag is insane. Would you get the same exact look for the price of just 8 to 10 beers? They say that happens all the time with clothes. A designer clothing brand in the UK called Jordan Lucia just debuted pre-stained jeans that make it look like you peed your pants.
And who doesn't want to look like that?
They made their runway debut last fall and immediately sold out when they hit their website. That is despite selling them for a pretty insane price. What do you think the jeans that are stained to look like you peed your pants cost?
$425.
Higher.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
$680.
Higher.
God.
Are you kidding?
They sold out.
$1,080.
Close. $810.
To have jeans that look like you peed yourself.
You keep in mind with 10% of whatever our sales tax here, that's another $100. So you're looking at a $900 pair of jeans if you buy them in Washington.
Why wouldn't you just pee your own pants?
Right. Give me $800. I'll pee on your pants. Okay. How about that?
I will pee on your pants for, you know, I'll do it for $400.
They have a lighter wash too where the stain's not so obvious. More of a I peed my pants yesterday look is what the description says. The version was on sale for around $600, but they're now sold out too. That one. That one's a little bit cheaper. So if you want the look, you'll just have to do it the old-fashioned way. You're going to have to wait for them to get restocked on this and buy them when they go online.
Or just pee yourself.
Pee your pants.
Remember, there was a, what, was it last year or 2 years ago, one like Balenciaga, one of these high-end brands, put out the jeans that looked like they were covered in mud. And it was the same thing. It cost like $1,200. And I'm like, or just did a $20 pair of jeans and cover it in mud.
Yeah.
There's simpler ways to do that.
I like jeans. They are not... Since COVID came around, man, I've been less inclined to wear them as much as I used to. Whenever I put them on, I'm reminded of how snug they fit and how, not that they're just not as comfortable as the leisure wear that I've been rocking for the last 2 years. Yeah. So it's not that I like jeans. I feel more comfortable.
They grip a little tight.
They do.
That's all.
And then you got to get into the belt lifestyle and all that stuff.
I got a belt, but I'm skinny.
Yeah, well, I got a pull string on these bad boys. You know, I'm kind of that gym.
I do like the pull string, right? Man. When I see a pull string, I'm like, all right.
Yeah. I mean, credit where credit's due, though. Those jeans have come a long way.
Yes, they have.
They're a lot more comfortable and flexible and this and that.
I think $200 is maybe the most I've ever spent on jeans. And they're probably the most uncomfortable jeans I've ever bought.
Really?
I thought they were for me. I've got no ass. I have no waist. I mean, really, because I don't have a butt. So I'm always required to wear a belt. Then they are cut for a person with a butt. I don't have one.
Because most people have one,
so it looks like I took a dump in my pants right when I put them on because I got this baggy pouch in the back. And then my pants constantly fall down because there's no butt to keep them up. So I'm cinching a belt, basically, you know, into my stomach as tight as I can.
What's it like to be buttless?
It's like a drawstring on a burlap sack.
It really is, man. You're like, in an ideal world, I would be wearing suspenders. I am white suspenders butt guy.
Yeah. Just like, wear the suspenders, man. You can do it.
Do it.
I know that.
Come on.
Then it looks like I should be like sitting on a porch.
Oh, we'll make fun of
only
you.
Only if you have them on the outside, man. You wear the undershirt, you put the suspenders on, and you throw the top on.
But that's with jeans.
Yeah, but you have a pullover on half the time anyway. You're good.
Yeah, but you can see it looks like a bra.
Some people wear a bra.
All right. Well, that's better than that.
Yeah. Can you golf in suspenders?
Sure.
I've never seen anybody do it before.
Yeah, I don't know. That just seems funny.
I do have a suit that's suspenders equipped. And that actually makes dress pants comfortable. You feel like you're loose.
Oh, yeah.
Is it just a better
feel?
Feels
like your pants are floating on.
Yeah.
My tux pants are the same way.
It's a better feel, man. And you can button them in the back and put them on your... And in that instance, I don't think it looks good. It does not look out of place. It doesn't look like
you're in a suit.
I'm sitting on a porch like drinking Ernest and Julio Gallo wine.
I'll sit there for a solid 5 minutes with my thumbs in my suspenders, just sitting there, just kind of enjoying my look.
Are you a model train enthusiast? No, I just don't have a butt, so I...
Or you gotta be a big tough guy like a logger.
Yeah.
They rock them all the time.
Yep. Yeah, I just don't have the look for it. More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
AISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Random.
Hello, Taylor. Random, welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, if I could just do a quick shout-out real quick. I live out in West Seattle. I'm almost home. And I saw a guy with a red Toyota Tacoma out in West Seattle. He had your devil sticker on his car.
All right. Oh, nice.
If you're listening, drive faster. I want to get home.
Okay.
Sorry. It's killing me.
All right. Okay, let's go with this question. I think I got one for you. What was the weird thing that happened either in your hometown, your neighborhood, an area you lived in? What was the bizarre thing that went down?
Oh, actually, I got a good one for this. So, this was my senior year in high school. I live out in Covington, Washington. And my final period was weightlifting, so I finished my set. And I go to my weightlifting teacher or coach, whatever, and I was like, hey, man, I got to go to work. I worked at a steakhouse that was out in Kent. He's like, yeah, you can go, whatever. So I head to work. And as I'm driving to work, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 7 cop cars fly by my car. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. And I get to work, and I'm a host, like the front desk guy at this restaurant, because I'm pretty. No big deal.
Yeah, you have to be.
But I get a call, and I'm like, hi, this is Taylor. Thank you for calling. Blah, 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 blah. And it's my mom. She's like, oh, my God, are you okay? I'm like, why? What's going on? She's like, there's a school shooting going on.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, it's on the news. Like, everyone's talking about it. And I'm like, no, I'm not at school. I'm at work. I told you I was leaving early. She's like, oh, my God, so you're safe. I'm like, hold on. Like, is anyone dead? She's like, no one's reported anything. I just was making sure you're okay. I text my buddies right away. I'm like, hey, who's shooting up the school? And this was like 2007, so before we got to our like real school shooting era, you know?
Yeah.
So I text my buddies and I'm like, hey, who shot up the school? Like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, dude, no. And my buddy was actually in the classroom it happened in. They were having a chair stacking competition, so they're trying to stack all the chairs as fast as possible. Well, the teacher in the room next door thought it was gunshots and called the cops, and so my buddy who's in the room gets a call, or his teacher gets a call and was like, hey, there's this active school shooter, shut down the room. So they lock the doors and everyone's freaking out. And they knock on that door and they're like, hey, police. And they're like, yeah, come in. And they come in with AR-15s, like pointing them at people like, get down, get down. All the girls are crying. All the guys are crying, which I'd cry if I had an AR-15 in my face. But they explained like, no, we were having a chair stacking competition. We don't know what's going on.
Damn. Okay, yeah, well, at least nothing bad happened. You know, that's
nothing
the good
bad, no, nothing bad happened.
Okay.
They chair. That's what got seven cop cars to go blazing to school.
Okay. All right. I'm glad they showed up. Reason we asked, what's a weird thing happening in your hometown? Here you go. If you live in North Bend, Washington, you already know the news.
That was wild.
People living there and law enforcement came together to wrangle runaway zebras. And one zebra is still missing. Well, at least as of last night. That could have been updated. I keep looking. I don't see anything from King County Animal Control. But either way, Washington State Patrol Trooper Rick Johnson said four zebras got loose when a driver stopped to secure a trailer on eastbound I-90 out near the North Bend exit while he was headed to Montana on Sunday afternoon. Video shows the zebras running into traffic, drivers hitting the brakes, and pulling off on the shoulder. One still on the loose, two are right down the street from me. We got zebras in April in North Bend, according to the neighbor. The motion sensor on Whitney Bloomquist's security camera alerted her to wild activity in her side yard there. They start walking up my driveway, and they make their way over to one of my rentals. I've had plenty of bears in my yard, but this was a new one. Johnson acknowledged he's never seen anything like this in his 33 years on the job. Once we got the other one, I won't say in custody, but corralled. It is a feel-good story. We got three out of the four safe right now. Johnson explains that's where neighbors came into play, by saddling up and ultimately helping to move two of the zebras to a pen and eventually onto that trailer to head back to Montana. They had a rodeo clown who was on his way, I guess, to a rodeo, and they were using him to help corral.
All right, that makes sense.
Not only do you have zebras on the loose, you got a rodeo clown. We got zebras on the loose. We got a rodeo clown in town. I'm like, cool, we've officially turned into a zoo here. Washington State Patrol said a third zebra, a foal, was corralled on another street. King County Sheriff also responded to the zebras are privately owned, and the animals are from Montana and will return once they have all been captured. The agency is asking the public to report sightings of the missing zebra.
I think they will. I don't think you need to tell people, hey, man, if you see a zebra, give us a call. They'll give you a call.
They can't really hide.
The latest update from Trooper Johnson is this hour ago. Fourth zebra still on the loose.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all.
More updates when I get them. Keep an eye out for a zebra. Yeah,
these aren't.
Are they dangerous?
Like, yeah, this is like seeing a hunter wearing bright hunter orange in the woods.
Right, exactly.
I mean, this is not one of those things that blends. It's a freaking zebra. There's nothing else in nature that has the same patterns.
No.
Nothing. I mean, maybe a Siberian tiger. I don't know. But other than that,
there's also a lot of woods out there. This zebra might just be taking a tour.
It might be. May have been taken out by a bear.
Hopefully, it didn't go over the falls. I mean, there's all kinds of stereotypes.
Damn.
Look, I'm not. I don't want to be this person, but I don't know. Can you imagine being up there? You're from out of town. Beautiful Snoqualmie Falls.
And then
a zebra just comes. Is that a zebra in the water? And is he? Oh, did he just go over?
Oh, oh damn. You see a zebra go over the waterfall, man.
I mean, seeing any animal besides a fish go over that would be weird.
This is a lovely Sunday brunch we're having.
Oh, my God.
A zebra? You got to be kidding me.
Hello, Candy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Candy, welcome to the program. Since we're talking animals, I'm going to give you this one, and you'll find out why it has to do with animals. What has been one of your most unusual or strange bathroom experiences that you have had?
Unusual bathroom experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I guess when I was out in the woods in an outhouse, and a guy had to go really, really, really bad, and he was pounding on the door, "Let me in, let me in." I guess he had the trots, And I mean, I couldn't just jump up, so I had to wait a minute. But boy, he didn't care if I was still in there. Seriously, I got out fast as I could, and he jumped in there. It was noisy. Let's say.
Did you know the guy?
No, I didn't. It was a random stranger.
And you could hear him pooping in there.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even get out the door, and he was in there blasting.
Yeah, well, he had to go.
Okay, that is unusual.
But, I mean, you're out in the woods, right?
Yeah, camping.
Yeah, I would just think, if you have to poop that bad, like, bro, just go behind a tree.
Isn't there a lady? Well, I mean, I guess it was just one bathroom.
Yes. Okay. One outhouse.
All right, okay. I've seen a couple unusual experiences. I was at a Seahawks game when we first got here, probably 2006, maybe 2007. And the guys have a trough in the men's bathroom, just a pee urinal thing.
Yeah.
And a woman came in, and she dropped pants, and she bent over that thing, and she was probably two dudes away from me. And she just aimed backward, and she peed into the urinal, and she picked pants up, and she walked out the door. She was with anybody.
Right.
She did not have a partner there trying to hold her up or anything like that. She walked in, matter of fact, pulled down her pants, turned around, peed backwards into the urinal, pulled her pants back up, and walked the hell out.
Damn.
Nothing that was, I was just like, that like is sporting getting
event.
You done.
You know? Sporting events, you see that stuff.
I think you're most likely, yeah, to find a woman in the men's bathroom or a dude in the women's bathroom at a sporting event.
Well, typically in a bar, you understand that there might be a woman who comes in because the line's going to be longer, and you understand, look, guys are hitting the urinal. They're not in the head. Or right. They're not in the actual toilet.
Yeah,
so
for the most part.
That typically is open. And no one's peeping in there. So yeah, guys don't use the bathroom.
And most of us use the bathroom at a convenience. Sometimes when you got to go, it is time to go.
Yeah.
And,
Why do women take so long to go to the bathroom? They're like, if there are two lines of 10 people, there's 10 guys waiting for the men's bathroom, they are in and out of there within 3 minutes. If it is 10 women waiting in line to go to the bathroom, I feel like that's a 15-minute line. Mm-hmm. And I just never understood, like, what else are you doing in there besides, like, peeing or pooping? And does it take this?
And flush the gasket. You know, I hate that, especially on an airplane. Have you ever gone into an airplane after someone walked out? You're like, dude, flush your gasket. That's not
or throw it away.
That's not my.
Please don't leave.
I don't
want
to touch that.
That's where your butt was.
I'd rather
just
have my bare ass on the plastic seat than touch your ass gasket.
Well, and I understand that it is going to take a little bit longer. They have a little bit more that they have to go through in order to use the bathroom. However, you're right. It takes.
It's just like when you see
a lot longer than it should.
But it moves so slow. Airport. You name it. It is just unbelievable to me.
Reason we asked, what's your most unusual bathroom experience? A man from Montreal, Canada, who is now unnamed, was rushed to the hospital after a rat bit two of his fingers.
Oh.
Well, he tried to fish it out of the loo where he was given a tetanus jab by doctors and then sent home.
Wait, he was trying to pull the rat out of the toilet?
Out of the toilet because it bit him on the cheek initially.
Wait.
The rat nipped his butt cheek. Then he went to grab the thing out, and it bit him. They gave him a tetanus shot. But 18 days later, a man's back in the hospital. He's got a severe fever, headaches, and abdominal pain. Had it for several days.
Hey, he got bit by a rat
in
a toilet.
He didn't understand because his finger wounds had healed. The man's blood pressure was low. His heart was beating extremely fast. Tests showed the patient's kidneys were damaged and that his blood had a low number of platelets and fragments of cells that form clots from preventing or stop bleeding. They weren't working at that point in time. So he was admitted to an intensive care unit. He was found to be suffering from multi-organ dysfunction and sepsis.
Damn.
A phenomenon in which the infection sends the immune system into overdrive. So after taking blood and urine samples, it was eventually discovered he had contracted an infectious disease called leptospirosis, believed to have been transmitted by the rat. He was given antibiotics as well as other treatments to address his kidney damage. After a few days, his symptoms improved, and he was discharged from the ICU. But all because he sat down to take a poop, he was bitten by a rat.
Damn, thing bit his ass first, then bit his two fingers.
Mm-mm-mm.
Don't mess with the rat in the toilet.
I just don't think about rats and biting.
What?
Really?
No, it's just not.
What would you picture they do? Put on boxing gloves and punch
you? They just kind of look at you, and, you know, like, they get their glowing eyes, and, you know, they just kind of stare at you, and you go, man, are you big? And then
usually when you deal with one, it's out in the street, it's in the alley, whatever.
Yeah, it's not trying
to
get involved.
That was in his toilet. It's already agitated.
It already
bit
your ass.
Yeah. Right, then he tried. I mean, I'm with him. That's why you always keep your toilet lid closed. Yeah. Random, a lot of rats out there.
Do you keep it closed all the time?
All the time.
I do not.
We literally interviewed a guy whose job it is to get rats out of toilets in the city of Seattle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
He told us, keep it closed.
I remember that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I close it all the time now.
You don't want a little rat bite to the ass.
I just don't want a rat in general.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
And now if he bites me, he bites me.
Yep. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Matt, welcome to the program. Random question, Let's go with this one. All right. You're going to get a breakfast sandwich, okay? So you stop someplace and you get a breakfast sandwich. If you had your, if you had
druthers?
Your druthers, so to speak. Thank you, Ted. Which bread would you pick? An English muffin, a bagel, a croissant, a roll, or straight toast?
Is this specifically for the breakfast sandwich?
Say you want to bake an egg and cheese or sausage, egg and cheese. Whatever you want on your...
Croissant. Hands down, croissant.
Croissant? Oh,
no. Yeah. Definitely croissant. I totally agree with you. Like, it's not the butteriness of the... There's nothing beats it for a breakfast sandwich.
All right, so croissant for you.
I'm team English muffin.
Thank you, Ted.
Really?
Yeah, all day, baby. All day.
You're taking English muffin all day.
You bet.
Really?
See, every day of the doggone week.
I think an English muffin is a better standalone bread item than all the others.
Agreed.
Croissant's great.
I agree with that.
But when you toast it and you put the butter into the nooks and crannies...
It's even better.
You don't get that with a breakfast sandwich. So I think the best part of an English muffin is when you just serve it as an English muffin.
It's just butter.
Sure. But it still makes the sandwich better.
It does, but you don't butter an English muffin that you use for a sandwich.
I mean, some places do that, which makes them better. There was...
You don't.
I don't know if you can remember. There was some, like, fancy grocery store on York Road, right? Going from, like, where I lived in Baltimore up to Towson.
Eddie's or something?
Eddie's,
yeah.
You can hear it in my voice, all right? Till this day, I will swear some of the best breakfast sandwiches you ever had. But that was always a thing. They break out the muffin and go, butter, salt, and pepper? And you go, yes. And they would cook it, butter it, then make the sandwich and put it in the
oven. You know what? Ted's right, man. This joint Eddie's. Their breakfast sandwiches, seriously, they were that good. They were that good.
Right.
But I would still take... I know, what is the order...
Well, let's
say, what order would you take these breads?
I think all of these breads have a place in your breakfast life, but I think they're individual. So let's say you get a rancher or ranch-style breakfast.
All right.
Two eggs, your choice of meat, hash brown potatoes, choice of bread. In that instance, if you get runny eggs, I like sourdough toast.
Yeah, I would take toast with that.
Second up would be the English muffin. I would never get that meal with a bagel.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't do it.
Or a croissant.
I don't like bagels as a sandwich. Just because most of the time you blow all the crap out of the back of it.
Right, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Open face, it's fine. Once you close the bagel, as a sandwich, to me, it's not as much
fun.
But
if you can only pick one to eat a breakfast sandwich on for the rest of your life.
If I'm going, all right, if it's sausage, egg, and cheese kind of thing, definitely a croissant.
I think Burger King, maybe, or Wendy's has a breakfast croissant sandwich. One of those two.
Wendy's might have it now, too. Burger King was kind of famous for it, the croissant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But... I don't know. Like I said, that Eddie's Market, the sausage muffin with egg from McDonald's. And then my family, right, we use Taylor ham, scrambled eggs, and cheese. We call them Mom McMuffins because my mom would make them. Still on a muffin.
See, Jack in the Box, they have a breakfast sandwich that comes on a hamburger, that comes on a roll.
Yeah.
A hamburger roll.
And that's okay. It's fine.
To me, I want a biscuit. I want a muffin. I want something different for breakfast. With lunch, yes. I want the bun on the hamburger or, you know, the fish sandwich.
So you can't do a bun in the morning.
It's the damn, like, buns to me are lunch and dinner.
I mean, mostly, sure. But if you're doing, like, a breakfast sandwich, if it's not a bun, I'm good with that.
And the breakfast jack. Yeah, the breakfast jack's legit.
That's why
I agree with that.
You don't use you're going to do chicken and biscuits for dinner, but you're not going to make a biscuit sandwich for dinner.
No, I will not make a biscuit sandwich.
Same with me and the rolls. Rolls go at dinner.
Okay.
Biscuits go in the morning. So they say some people have very strong feelings about this.
Oh, really?
And most at least have a preferred preference. If you're ordering a breakfast sandwich, the example of bacon, egg, and cheese, what's the best bread option? Hundreds of people voted and had five options, the ones we brought up. English muffin, bagel, croissant, roll, or toast. Around 1 in 7 people said none of those because they don't like breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, come on.
So they don't count.
Why are you taking part of a survey?
The only thing that I say is a breakfast burrito type option would have been another good option to put on here.
Because
if you don't eat breakfast sandwiches, more than likely you're getting a breakfast burrito.
I will always go for the breakfast burrito over the sandwich, but if I'm doing the sandwich,
okay.
You know me, dude. I love
burritos. So
who
do you think won with 26% of the vote of the people who do like a breakfast sandwich?
I would think English muffin.
English muffin is the winner.
Let's go!
Next up is the bagel at 23%.
Just not for a sandwich.
It's
man.
Too much and it's
it
too
is.
Hard.
It is.
Right.
See, I don't mind them, but I feel like sometimes it's just too much bread.
Right. It's like it gets so dense and you're so. Yeah, well, it's,
and
it's
then
it's
like the grease and the cheese starts coming through the hole at the bottom and it becomes right. a mess.
Look, McDonald's has a great steak bagel in the morning. It's mm-hmm. just you can't eat it in your car.
No.
Back to what you're saying.
No.
It's just dripping juices. I mean, it's great. Toast at 21%, croissant 20, and the standard roll, that came in last at 10%.
I think ironically, I disagree with you on, if you take, it's not a sandwich, then I would take a croissant with my breakfast as opposed to a muffin.
Really?
But I just think if I'm making a sandwich.
Opposed to an English muffin.
Right, if I'm making a sandwich, it's got to be an English muffin.
I don't know, I think anytime I eat a croissant, it is a sandwich. It's never just on the side of something else. Like, I always stick something.
Kind of like Mike saying about the bagel sandwich. Like, I love croissants, but they're, it's just, sometimes it's too heavy with the eggs and stuff, and it's falling apart.
If it's, right. It does, but I kind of like that sloppy, because I know the only reason it's sloppy is because it's just sucking up all the death that's coming out of the bacon and the egg. And but there's something about that I like. It's almost like pre-chewed food by the time you get to the
And other than a fast food establishment like a McDonald's or whatever, there's about a five-state area where I grew up, West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Western Virginia, biscuits.
Biscuits
you don't
are
really
all
have,
the rage.
That's not even an option on here. But I mean, it's blasphemy to go and get a breakfast sandwich that's not on a biscuit. I don't even think they have other options.
Well, and a couple fast food joints have biscuit as an option, but that one is always, it's crumbled a little bit too much on the biscuit.
You need a good biscuit.
You do.
And then you get a good biscuit.
Somebody here says, Wendy's has biscuits, McDonald's has muffins and bagels, Burger King has croissants, Jack in the Box uses buns and sourdough bread.
McDonald's has a good biscuit, too. More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.